From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has welcomed what he called the warm climate of reconciliation and dialogue after his sister and other members of a high-level North Korean delegation returned from opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Tufts University Associate Professor in Korean Studies Sun Yun Lee said the North's previous charm offensives have carried a heavy price tag for South Korea.
Better relations really means a return to those heady days in the early and mid-2000s when South Korea would give North Korea close to $1 billion, and this is on the record, nearly 70% of that in cash.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in met four times with Kim's sister, who handed him what is called a personal letter from her brother proposing an inter-Korean summit. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence signaled more openness to talk with the North without precondition about its nuclear program, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson affirmed Monday in Cairo the first step must be taken by Pyongyang.
They know what has to be on the table for conversations. We're going to need to have some discussions that precede any form of negotiation.
Pence said if the North wants sanctions relief, it must first take meaningful steps toward denuclearization. South African military is investigating allegations members of its peacekeeping contingent in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo assaulted and tortured locals. The peacekeeping mission, known as MONUSCO, has received several allegations of misconduct, including sexual exploitation. A fourth had to do with physical violence. Meanwhile, the U.S. warned the DRC against using an electronic voting system for long-delayed elections scheduled for December. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said paper ballots must be used to ensure the credibility of the poll. This is VOA News.